With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New cases of COVID-19 in Philadelphia are at their highest level since the middle of May, and the city's top doctor is warning if this is another resurgence, it's likely to last through the winter. Our City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
New cases have climbed back up to an average of close to 200 a day, and Health Commissioner Tom Farley says that could be for any number of reasons.
Maybe because of the colder weather, maybe because of the drier air, maybe because people are indoors more because of the colder weather, or maybe because people are becoming more complacent.
Dr. Farley warns against the last one in particular. He says the virus is still spreading primarily in households and small social gatherings, but contact tracers have identified a new culprit: people returning to office work.
With that, we've had some individual circumstances where the spread appears to have occurred between coworkers who got together over lunch and were not wearing masks.
Farley urged people who can work from home to do so, and everyone to keep wearing masks. Schools seem to have a better track record. Of some 50 in the city doing in-person instruction, only one has had an outbreak. The private Philadelphia school had 15 cases. There have been isolated cases in 44 of the schools. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.